Chapter 3. The European Union. Is the UK necessary? The creation of the European Union is one of the most remarkable developments in the post-World War II world. Following the disasters of World Wars I and II, France and Germany came to realise that their future security lay in cooperation rather than in competition. Beginning by combining their coal and steel industries, the two countries eventually organised the so-called common market, including six countries: France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg. The idea behind this was that each country would benefit from being a member of a larger group. But in order to make the market work, they would have to develop a set of rules that applied to all of them. In other words, each country was giving up the ability to make its own laws independently of the group. But by sharing sovereignty, all members of the group would prosper. This has proved to be a highly attractive idea. Since its inception, the common market of six has become a European Union with 28 member countries. Taken as a whole, the Union is the world's biggest economy. The United Kingdom formally joined the European Club in 1973, and ever since, the British have had something of a love-hate relationship with the Union. On the one hand, the British generally accept that Britain is better off economically inside the Union. But on the other, politically, they resent the power that Europe has over British domestic affairs. The principle of government in the European Union is so-called subsidiarity. This is the principle that political decisions should be made at the level that makes most sense. Local decisions should be made by local governments, national decisions by national governments, and European decisions at the European level. However, it is not always clear what the best level for decision-making is, and there is competition between the different levels of government. As a result, there is a constant tension between regional governments in the UK, the United Kingdom government in London, and the European governing bodies in Brussels. The current European Union, constituted by the Maastricht Treaty of 1992, is based on four freedoms: freedom of movement of goods, services, capital, and people. The effect of these freedoms has been to reduce the importance of national boundaries. It has also meant that even small national groups can feel secure within the bigger multinational organisation without tying themselves into a formal political union. The development of the European Union has thus reduced the relative importance of national governments. As members of a large European Union, Scottish, Welsh, Irish and English people understand that the national government in London is no longer the only source of law and not the only provider of public funds, goods and services for the people of the United Kingdom. Within Europe, the citizens of regions such as Wales and Scotland feel that even though they have relatively small populations, they can take care of their own affairs. This confidence makes the appeal of local nationalism more attractive. The government of the United Kingdom in London appears to be unrepresentative of local concerns and an unnecessary layer of government. Local affairs are considered to be best tackled by local governments, and bigger affairs are taken care of by the multinational organizations of the European Union. This has made the United Kingdom's centralized state run from London seem less desirable to many local nationalists. So, one of the consequences of Britain joining the European Union has been to make the constituent nationalities of the United Kingdom relatively more important as labels of identity at the expense of Britishness.